It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. So pop in anytime you're around. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message the day before yesterday from one of our regular podcast listeners. And it's a WhatsApp voice note message. And it tells a story of her family being torn apart, basically. Of her husband disowning their child. Of her kind of being piggy in the middle. And it's a sad story,
it's actually quite similar to the Elon Musk story. You didn't know this until I said it.
No, I didn't actually. No.
So Elon Musk, who I do not like, I really just do not like him.
No.
He has 11 kids or something like that, doesn't he?
Something like that, yeah.
And one of his kids used to be his son and is now his daughter. I can't remember what the son's name is, but the son's name now. So. The son transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
Is 21 years old, adult, able to do whatever she wants, because it's a she now. So the son is now known as Vivian.
Okay,
and
yeah.
She regularly, because I follow her on social media, she regularly posts up on social media giving out about Musk and his lack of tolerance for transgender people, because pretty much their relationship ended.
Has died, yeah.
Well, he said in an interview, my son is dead. In other words, as soon as the son transitioned, he doesn't exist. Now, I think he was probably taking up wrong. Probably what he meant is my son no longer exists because my son has now transitioned. And I mean, if you look at any of the videos that his now daughter, his transgender daughter, posts up, you would never know that Vivian was born male because...
Okay, well, let's bring in the message then. So I'm not naming this woman and we have disguised her voice for obvious reasons. Have a listen to this lady's message.
I have started this message, Jeremy and Adrian, multiple times, and there's so much in it that I don't know how I can sum this up in a message, but I'm looking for help. It's very sensitive. My son was born a boy and is transitioning into a girl. It's something that I'm going to say out of respect for her, I'm going to say she from now on. It's something that she has always wanted to do. Young child, we're not going down the medical route. We are going down the route of clothing and names and things like that. My husband cannot cope with this. And his relationship with my now daughter is completely, it's non-existent. Can't look her in the eye. He can't. I mean, it's tearing the family apart. I can't look at my husband, and my husband can't look at my daughter. But I would rather have a daughter who's alive than a dead son. I would really appreciate some help.
Okay, so her child is transitioning. At this moment, it's just clothes and identifying as a girl. Not going down the medical route at this moment in time.
And that's how it starts. I have a friend whose child has transitioned, started a couple of years ago. And it does just start off with... one of the first things it starts off with is the clothing, as it did with my friend, that the clothing becomes, if it's female transition to a male, it becomes more in line with that. Then a lot of the time it's puberty blockers as well. And you will see if it's a girl starting to grow facial hair and stuff like that. And the name then obviously changes as well. So people who were commenting on Facebook earlier saying, oh, is the penis gone and all that stage? No, that's way
down the line.
Way down the line. Can I give you my opinion on this? And it's a one-word opinion, and that's all I'm going to say on it, okay? I have one word or one sentence just to say for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have kids, you will never, ever understand this. And I think a lot of the people who were thrown shade at this child for transitioning, you don't have kids. Because here is the thing, this is my belief. If you do not support your children and love your children unconditionally, you are not a parent.
Does that apply to absolutely everything? If your child is a murderer, do you still stand by your child?
I would have to go through that. I think you,
but you haven't gone through this, and yet you're judging. You're saying this is what you have to do.
No, you should have unconditional love for your child. That's all I'm saying. Oh no, sorry. If one of my children murdered somebody, but I still love them, you always love your children. You never stop loving your children, do you? You should never. Put it this way, you should never turn your back on your child, and any parent that does is not a real parent.
So this father is finding this very difficult.
Oh, okay? No, I get that, completely get that.
Okay, so his child was born as his son, and his son now wants to be identified as you said, with Elon Musk's child as well, as a woman, okay? And it's, at the start, clothing and everything else, and maybe further down the line it'll go down the medical route and whatever. Can you not understand how this father is really having a hard time with this?
Yeah, completely. And it's something I would probably struggle with as well if Luke turned around next week and said, I want to be known as Lucy.
He could pick a better name.
He probably
dreadful
could.
Name.
But really?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you would struggle with. But again, there's lots of things your kids do that you're going to struggle with.
Okay, so you're saying you have to stand by your child regardless.
Yeah.
You have to support, even though you're really uncomfortable with this, you leave that to one side and you just accept your child as they are.
In fact, here's our non-binary listener, Emma. You know Emma, a non-binary listener. Yes. Message and said, I checked out the topic today and while I'd love to talk with the mother to help her and her family, I know the majority of your listeners will do nothing but insult and disrespect them. Yeah, I mean, a lot of our listeners are very narrow-minded, and anybody that...
But I want to find out if people would have an issue with this. What is your opinion on this father?
Have you seen some of the...
I have seen some of the comments.
Some of the comments.
Let me bring in Glenn with his opinion.
First of all, I love the show. I hope everyone's doing well, but my opinion is the mother should have never said hi to, especially to a popular podcast like this. It's very easy to say the father's in the wrong. I don't know. We don't know the man's age. We don't know his background. We don't know his beliefs. It's a big change. Like, I'm 30, and even if I met someone who was transgender, I might forget sometimes or whatever. It can still be a shock. Don't forget, people have only accepted their kids who are gay the last 20 years. Especially in Ireland, that parents are realising, okay, they're gay, there's nothing we can do. But now the fact that a parent's changing their gender, it's only starting to come out the last couple of years, and people like Trump don't help when people are reading on the news that they're being brainwashed or things like that. And what can you see on social media from what I've seen on things like TikTok and things like that? It's either transgender activism or people against transism, and there's a lot of misconceptions around it. I think the whole family should go to a therapy and talk it out. Help the father if he's any confused and things like that. And support everyone, not just the child that's transitioning, but the parents as well. Because again, a father's raised a boy or a girl, I'm sorry, I'm lost on what they're transitioning to because she said a daughter, so it could be a boy. If he's raised a boy for 17 years, and now he's expecting her to call him his daughter, you have to understand the father's confusion and the probably frustration of he could always wanted a boy and now she wants to be a girl. And nobody's really asking how he feels. They're just saying, okay, but now my father has a problem with it, or my husband does. Last thing I want to say is the mother should have kept her mouth shut, gone to a therapist, gone and talked privately before I put it out on there, even though she's unidentifiable. It's Ireland. People always know someone, or someone's going to hear the situation. And I personally think it's for someone to agree with her, because maybe some people in her personal life don't agree with the father more than her. Again, depending on the age of the parents and things like that. Cheers. Love the show. Thanks.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
What's happening, lads? All right?
Good, thanks, Ross. What do you make of this story? Daddy can't get his head around and has almost disowned his child who is transitioning from a boy to a girl.
The dad's totally, like, he's entitled to that.
He's entitled to turn his back on his own child.
Why isn't he allowed to feel upset about it?
Well, he's not just upset, it's ripping the family apart. He's just not dealing with it.
So the guy that just left that voice note there, he hit one major thing on the head. That man has been raising a son for 17 years, and then all of a sudden he's asked to call it his daughter. It's a massive change. Massive change.
Okay, and like we said, I think any of us would struggle with having to, you know, with this sort of information. If you get told trans, I want to be a girl from now on, I would imagine most of us would struggle with that or find it a shock. However, you build a bridge and get over it.
Yeah, some people can, some people can't. I've no kids, but I tell you one thing, that if that ever happened to me, I would find it very, very, very hard to accept that.
Yeah, you're lying to yourself, Ross. You actually would accept it because your complete outlook on life, and I'm not trying to talk down to you here, Ross, okay? But from a parent to someone who's not a parent, your complete outlook on life will change once you have kids. That you have made them, they are part of you, and there is no, it takes a low, low person to turn their back on their child, especially over something like that. Okay, so the child, their daughter has not, and I'm going to call her the daughter because she's identifying as a
and that's right what now. The mother asked as well.
Their daughter is doing something that is making her happy. And at the end of the day, Ross, if you ask any parent what they want for their children, they'll all give you the same. I'm going to ask Adrian, what do you want for your children?
Happiness.
And that's all any parent ever wants for their child, to be happy no matter what it is doing. Whether it's your daughter set up an OnlyFans account. I mean, I can't imagine, and I know there's no correlation here, Ross, but I can't imagine if my daughter was in her 20s and she'd set up an OnlyFans account. I would find that so, so hard to deal with that. I'd see that, you know, as so difficult.
Would you disown your child?
No, absolutely not.
Over an OnlyFans?
No, disown them. Like, kick them out of the house and say, I never want to talk to you again. There's many a parent who's done that, Ross, over stupid things, and they've looked back on it 20 years later when they had...
Oh, made a massive mistake,
and regretted it. You should never disown your children. Never disown your children. That's all
I'm not saying that I would disown my child. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying I would find it very, very hard. Now, as I said, I've no kids. What you said is completely true. I probably would feel completely different, but I don't have kids and I don't have a kid who's transitioning.
Okay, so this particular father who just is having nothing to do with this whole thing, having nothing to do with his daughter because he still sees his daughter as his son, you don't think he should be condemned for that? You don't think he should be ridiculed for that?
Give him time. If he's gonna come to terms with it, he'll come to terms. If he doesn't, he doesn't. That's that man's problem then. That's that man's issue. Do you know, but all this trans and non-binary stuff, lads, it's like, I'm sorry, but it's mental health issues here at the end of the day. Like,
this young person, their child.
Just before you go on there, sorry, there's a lot of young people out there who have done this, who have transitioned.
Correct.
Now, I know that lady at the start there mentioned that she'd rather have a happy daughter than not have a child at all. Now, which is completely acceptable because a lot of people do take their lives over this kind of thing. But I've heard of a lot of children and teenagers who have transitioned. And once they've transitioned, it's not what they've thought it would be. You know, they've made a mistake. A lot of them have regretted their choice. There's no going back once it's done.
Okay, but at this moment, nothing has been done in terms of medical intervention.
But by the way, Ross, your children throughout life, even when they're growing up, will make decisions. I'm sure if you asked my parents or asked Adrian's parents, are there things that we have done that they are disgusted with? So I know, especially Adrian, his parents hate him.
He's so smart.
No, but you know what I mean. You cannot control the way your child's life goes, especially once they hit 18. And their daughter is 17 now, and I believe is it 4 months to her birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I think her birthday is May or something like that. And when their daughter, as she's now known, when she turns 18, she can do whatever she wants with her life. And you can go you can go two ways with this, Ross. You can either fight back against it and say, I'm never talking to you again, and you will lose your own child. You will lose your own child. They'll never come back to you. Or you can accept that that's the way they want to live their life, and you may not have to like it, but you can accept it. So you've two choices.
Yeah, and a lot of people, and there's another choice there as well. You can accept it and you don't have to talk to them.
And that is a choice. Are you not making, if this father totally disapproves of this, is he not making himself a hypocrite by pretending to be okay with it?
No, because there's lots of things I'm sure your kids do that, there's lots of people whose kids are in relationships with people they don't like, and you get on with the person because it's your son's girlfriend or it's your daughter's boyfriend. You do it
until something happens and then you don't get on with them.
No, but as a parent, you have to support your children, Ross. That's what it is.
I back you with that. I do. Now, as I said, I've no kids, but I guarantee, like, if my kid was to do anything, I would back them. But
it's not to say you wouldn't have an issue or you wouldn't find things hard. Like, listen, the man might need time. The man might come around. He might never come around. It might tear their family apart.
And listening to the voice note that I played from the wife, it is literally ripping the family apart.
Yeah, like that other guy said there as well. Like, the man has to be given time here as well. I know it's all about, like, listen, it is the child's happiness at the end of the day is the most important thing. But like that guy said, he's been calling the child his son for 17 years. He's going to need a bit of time.
Stay with me for a second, if you can, please, Ross. Yeah. Hang on there for a moment. I want to go to Rosie, from Ross to Rosie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross? Rosie?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this? Can you understand why this father might be struggling with this?
Absolutely. I mean, he's had... Is it a son transitioning to, or the other way around?
No, yeah.
I've only got the gist. Yeah, I've only got the gist of it through the Facebook.
Yeah, a child was born a boy and is now transitioning into a girl.
Okay, so you have a son or a daughter for 17 years, and then they turn around and say that they feel like the opposite sex. That's going to be a whole grieving process, you know, off that. I have friends, a couple of friends, who their daughter has transitioned to a boy, and there was another one, a son transitioned to a girl. I mean, it's a whole grieving process. You are losing that child. And as Jeremy says,
well, you accept,
hang on a minute, you accept, you know, your kids are going to make decisions, blah, blah, blah. This is a life-changing decision here. This isn't, you know, going out with someone you don't like, or they've decided to emigrate, or they've decided to change careers, that you're thinking, come on. We're talking about changing sex here. You're talking about changing your whole anatomy. I don't know if you've seen, there was a documentary on a few years ago about this woman. She was a clinical psychologist who went around and interviewed people who had transitioned, and years later, a lot of them regretted it. It's a very vulnerable age, that age, you know. And as I said before, you're a slew of emotions at that age and hormones, and you're all over the shop. And remember, your front lobe does not fully mature until you're in your mid-20s. I think it's about 27 for a guy, actually.
Okay, but the point being that at this moment, and the lady's voice note said it, at this moment, she's just... identifying as a girl, the clothes that she's wearing and so on, hasn't gone any further than that at this moment. Now, surely dad can, you know, get to grips with that.
No, absolutely not. Could you? Could you get to grips with it?
I'd like to think I could.
Yeah, exactly. You'd like to think it. You don't know it until you're in that situation. And when you're in that situation, it would be completely different.
Okay, but stay there for a second.
You just can't go around accepting these things. You need to sit down logically, talk this thing out, talk these things out, and the dad has to sit down, like, and express his feelings, because a lot of these times, feelings of the opposite of the other parent are just dismissed. You just have to put up with it.
But at the end of the day, I don't know, are you a parent yourself?
I have three adult boys.
At the end of the day, you don't own your children. You have them for you. You borrow them for 18 years, and then they're no longer.
I always say that. Yes, they're on loan to you. Yeah, but at the same time, that does not mean that you have to accept. Life.
You do have to accept.
You
have to accept.
You don't have to accept.
You know, you do. You have to accept the way your children want to live their life, and you can either go one way about it. You can accept it and maintain a relationship with them, or you can fight back against them. And at the end of the day, fighting back isn't going to change it. This girl believes that she was born in the wrong body, and she believes that she's female. So you may not like it, but you shut up and you expect it, or you lose your child forever.
I've been asked, Rosie.
I think if it was me, I would let them know in the nicest possible way that I cannot really get my head around it. I'd have to process this. I don't have to accept it.
Okay, I've been asked.
But I will support them. Yeah, but,
Would you react the same way if we were doing a topic now at the moment on, and we say we had a gay fella on the line, and
that's totally different.
No, it's not. And the gay fella on the line, and he's saying, "I wanted to bring my boyfriend home to meet my mom and dad," and my dad turned around and says, "Don't ever bring another man into this house. I don't want to see you holding hands with another man. It would turn
That's not changing your body.
Well, no, being gay isn't a scenario.
And by the way, this particular child is not changing her body either. I agree. But dad just... I've been asked to play this voice note for you from Claire. Have a listen to this.
I have to say, this thing about mourning the child that was... Your child is not different. Your child has been the same the whole time. So that just doesn't fucking wash with me. That's... Yeah, it might be difficult to accept, but your child is essentially the same fucking child.
Okay, what about that, Rosie? Your child is essentially the same child.
No, as I said, I have two friends whose children have transitioned. They're not the same. They're living totally different lives now. You know, this. I mean, if you'd have seen the girl, totally feminine girl, growing up, she had some issues in school and then decided to become a guy, and is totally... they're totally different. It is like chalk. They're like chalk and cheese. This one, the girl who transitioned to the boy, it's like a totally different child. So it's not. The voice has deepened everything because she's went through the whole medical changes now. No, it's not the same. And as I said, no one knows, and we cannot tell that dad how to feel unless you're walking in his shoes for 5 minutes. Nobody can say. For me, I think I don't know how I'd feel. I would support my child, but it doesn't still mean that I have to be happy and accept.
Okay, so you might support, but you don't necessarily have to approve. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think
that woman who sent us the original message is looking for the father to approve. Again, there's lots of times, and I haven't been here yet, but Adrian, I'm sure, has, because his kids are now older. I'm sure there are lots of times, Adrian, where your kids do things where you have to smile through gritted teeth and you have to go, "I'm very happy for you," or I'm supportive of your decision, when you know deep down. You have to let kids make their own mistakes. You have to let them live their own life.
This isn't really a slight mistake, is it? This isn't like, you know, your hair is 20 inches down your back and you get a skinhead. Do you know what I mean? This is totally different. You're changing your whole... I mean... Not only down the line would you change your body, you're going to have to change your whole personality, your whole friends, so everything is changing.
By the way, I'm not saying it is a mistake, by the way, because I believe that I'm a firm believer that certain people are born in the wrong body, and that must be a horrible thing. None of us can ever know what it's like.
I really don't believe that.
Come on, seriously.
No, I don't believe that. I'm not a religious person at all, but I do not believe whoever created us makes mistakes.
Okay.
As I said, it's a feeling. You might feel different, but I don't believe whoever out there has made us, whoever you want to believe, whether it be God, whether it be fucking Santa Claus, or Bart Simpson, whoever created us, and we'll all find out one day, whether you like it or not. I don't believe our creator has made mistakes.
Okay, well, if you might feel different.
Okay, if you believe, I don't believe your body.
Okay, if you believe in God, then God, or was it Jesus that said that he made man in his own image and woman in his own image? So God, if God existed, would accept trans people. I mean, this has been around for years. People have been born in the wrong body for years and years. This isn't a new... People think, oh, trans is new.
It's a new phenomenon.
It's not a new phenomenon. It was around the days of the Romans.
Exactly. And what happened to the Roman Empire? It fucking collapsed.
Well, because of the trans community.
Because of everything. People, it was just, we need laws and we need things to be a certain way.
Let me go back to the point then. You can understand why this father is struggling to come to terms with his son now being his daughter.
Absolutely.
Okay, stay there for a moment. I want to bring in some more calls on this. April!
Hey lads, I can't come in today, but I just want to say that this woman has nothing to be ashamed of. It is hard enough being a parent and to have people blame her for what is happening, it's not her fault. She did nothing wrong. By accepting her daughter, I think is commendable, because in a time when transgender people are facing hatred and scorn all the time, right now we need more allies who are going to be more supportive for people who are transgender. And I think that the mom has nothing to apologize for, and I think that people need to just quit judging her, because she's doing the best she can in a situation that is very difficult.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Sarah. What did you want to say on this? This dad is struggling to come to terms with his son now being his daughter. In fact, he's more or less disowned the child.
I kind of feel for the dad. I feel for both of them. I think it's a huge transition for the family. And I feel like I just have that feeling that mum maybe has kept some of this from dad for maybe longer than it has been going on for. Because I think that, like, in this day and age, I think people are becoming more acceptable for things, and, you know, we're getting used to, you know, different things that are happening. I just feel like the dad needs a little bit more time. I think that, you know, it's a hard thing to process. I don't think it's like mourning a child, but it's definitely different. Like, waking up one day and having a son, and then the following day, you know, your son wants to now be your daughter.
Well, I doubt this happened the following day.
No, sorry. I don't mean like one day.
Been going on, but in the background for a long time.
Yeah, but I do feel, I just have some reason, I just feel like mum has kept this a little bit from dad up until a point. Because, like, if it was a case, you know, where, like, his son is transitioning into a girl, like, you know, there's therapy there, there's, you know, for families, and there's loads of stuff that can be done. And I just feel like dad hasn't been given that opportunity maybe to just get on board with
it. It sounds to me like he just wants to have absolutely nothing to do with the situation.
By the way, this, according to, I was about to name the mother, sorry, according to the mother, this started around 18 months ago. So this isn't
a shock.
This isn't just happened last Monday where their son started wearing a dress. This has happened 18 months ago. So that's a long time to process.
It's not really, though, guys. I mean, it's not. Like, you've had a child now for 17 years who has been a boy. And, you know, this is, like, something that, like, you know, it's a huge change. It's a whole lifestyle change. And I just feel like you know, there's more to that than I think the dad just not accepting it and not wanting to. I think something else is there as well, because, you know, I think we've all grown up, people are accepting things more now, and, you know, we're not as, like, bad as what we used to be, like,
sorry to cut across this, did you not see the comments on our face? I'm embarrassed sometimes by some of the comments. Did you not see the comments on our Facebook earlier from absolute dinosaurs of people? Now, everybody's entitled to their opinion. This is a podcast called Opinions Matter. But some of the comments, absolute dinosaurs, and they all come back to the same argument. If it was born with a Mickey, it's a man. That's all they can say. If it was born with a Mickey, it's a man. That's as far as their argument goes.
Like, listen, I know, but that that tells you everything about those people. Do you know what I mean? Like, there you go. Like, you've just summed them up in a nutshell. Like, if that's as far as their eye can see, they're never going to.
Okay, but if that is the attitude of this father, who wants to have nothing to do with his now daughter, how can you ever square that hole?
You can't, and it's his loss. But all I would say to the mum and the daughter is, if you are 100% going to, you know, commit to this, then you're just going to have to take the losses with the wins. And if that means that dad's not getting involved, it's dad's loss. Like, at the end of the day, the father is the one that's not going to have their child. And to be honest with you, I have a lot of feelings around the transgender, but I'm not getting into that now. But I'll tell you now one thing. If either of my kids decided that that was what they wanted to do, regardless of how I feel about it, I would support them no matter what.
But
in 2025, lads, come on. I mean, we are all grown adults here. Like, everybody knows what's going on. Don't be so fucking ridiculous.
Sarah, the hatred towards the trans community is huge.
It's disgusting. But I'll just say, and I'm not delving into this right now, I will say that I think a small minority of the trans community can make it harder for others. But in saying that, are, your family is your family. That is your own child, your flesh and blood. And regardless if they woke up in the morning and wanted to be Shrek, shut up and deal with it. Shut up. Mind your child.
Move.
Give them the support that they need. Help you, whatever it is that you need to do yourself as well. Because I'm telling you now, I know for a fact the way I am, that if my one of mine did, okay, I'd be shocked over it. But I wouldn't take it out on the child.
Because you're a good mother. Because you're a good mother. That's what mothers
do. Okay,
Sarah, let me just go back to this dad then. Mm-hmm. In the comments, people were hating on him as well, saying, throw mm-hmm. the dad out, divorce him, get rid of him. He's not a real father at all. You're kind of saying, bear with him for a while.
I would, because I think, you know, we all have to give each other the benefit of the doubt, okay? Look, what I think about, I think as well that mothers and fathers are very different. They're very different roles in the family, right? And I just feel like, you know, mums tend to accept things a little bit easier because we're mothers and we have that sort of instinct with our kids, right? And so forth. Now, I'm not saying dads don't get me wrong, but I just feel like sometimes men, you know, tend to take the harder route, but they soften down after a while. And I take that from my own experience because my own father shouts and roars first before he listens.
Okay.
And so I deal with him.
He doesn't engage his brain before he lets his mouth run riot. Okay. Stay there for a second if you can, please. I want to go to Claire. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Claire.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to say to that woman, dad feeling should come second. The child deserves to grow up in a safe space. I mean, where else are they supposed to feel safe if not their home?
Well, there's no suggestion that this child isn't safe.
No, I mean, safe space mentally. You know, they can come home from the ridicule they might face at school. They can come home and shut the door and they still have this inside their house. If it was my partner, I'd be asking them to leave, and I'm not even joking.
So if you were that lady who sent the message, you would be telling your husband, there's the door. Off you go.
I went through something similar with my own child, who identified as trans for a while, and then discovered that no, that's not what she wanted. That's not who she was. And that was fine. And my partner at the time had a huge issue about that. And I did just that. I kicked them out because my child comes first.
And was that the end of that relationship?
Yes.
Because your partner, whom I'm just reading between the lines here, I'm assuming it wasn't the child's father, is that right?
No, the child's father was so supportive.
Okay, but your partner at the time wasn't having any of this and was causing awful hassle over it, and you just said, there's the door.
It was little comments or whatever, but my child did not feel safe in her own home. And I know that it's different because he is biologically the child's father, but to me it still applies. Your child comes first.
Now, one of the things, and you just highlighted yourself there, one of the things that some callers have been saying is it's a phase they're going through, and why should this father have to accept this? It's only a phase, they'll grow out of it. You're saying something quite similar, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But if they want to try and discover who they are, if they feel they may be one way, would you not rather be on board and support them? You don't have to like it. You just have to try and give them that space to grow.
I want you to have a listen to this voice note that has just come in to us. Claire, have a listen to this, please.
There is no wrong here. So what if the father has a problem with it? He's every right to. And this podcast is just out to bash him because he doesn't agree with the trans narrative. This child has obviously been transitioning for a few years, which means she started doing it just when he turned a teenager. That's completely wrong. Yeah, if you want to be a boy and you're a girl, do it when you're 18, not when you're 14, 13, 14, 15. You don't know your arse from your elbow. I wanted to be a dinosaur when I was fucking 10 or 11. Does that make me and my parents should have turned me into a fucking dinosaur? Fucking ridiculous.
Do you want to respond to all of that from the dinosaur?
I wonder, is he a Trump supporter? That's all I'm going to say.
I'd say, I bet me house.
Yeah, I bet me house as well.
I just want to say, look, forcing trans kids to conform to a gender that they don't identify with increases tenfold the risk of depression, the risk of self-harm, the risk of suicide. Why would anybody want to put that on their child?
I wouldn't wish, and this isn't going against the trans community, but I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, because when you are trans, you have a life, having to listen to bigotry on a daily basis, having to look at the shit that's... At the end of the day, trans people, and I've said this over and over again. They are hurting nobody. Absolutely.
No, and exactly.
I know Darren the dinosaur, Darrenosaurus, we're going to call Darren from now on. Darrenosaurus is listening now and he's angry. And my question to you would be, Darren, how does a trans person affect your life? When you get up in the morning and you put your socks on and you have your breakfast, Darrenosaurus, how do trans people, how they want to live your life, how does it affect your life in any way? The answer
okay,
is...
Let me come back to the father. Let me come back to the father in this case. How does it affect his life? It affects his life because... his son is now his daughter, and he can't.
Oh, completely! Sorry, I said
get to
that.
Grips with that.
I said at the start.
This doesn't change anything. Like I said in my voice note, the child is essentially the same child.
Yeah.
Everything else is just window dressing. They dress different. They do their hair different. They use different pronouns. That's fine. But at the end of the day, that's still your biological child. You still know their mind.
I know, and people are saying, oh my God, how difficult is it to call your child by a different first name? And I mean, a lot of people, myself and Adrian have a friend who was born, her name is Sinead, and at the age of 10, Sinead wanted to change her name to what? To her second name, which was Michelle, and her parents just accepted that. And called, like, people, you get used to calling people by a different name, for God's sake. It's just a small, small little thing. It really is.
So that's what happened in our case. I mean, my child changed their name, and we have to go with that. We have to get used to that. It did take a while. And then they reverted back to their original name, and that took a while too. It just is what it is.
Well, there's a caller on the other line, Claire, who's fuming
if you bear with me for one second, I'll bring him on. You're listening to Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John, why are you annoyed with what you heard from Claire here?
Well, I'll give you the synopsis first. You see, the fact of the matter is, you know, like, if I had a turn around to my parents 30-odd years ago and said to my parents, I'm not John anymore, I'm Jenny, they would have laughed at me. And then they would have ran through me for a shortcut if I kept that up. That's a mental illness. That's what it is, as far as I'm concerned. And it always is a mental illness. You see, I have a friend of ours that actually happened to that last caller there. He was gay, he was transgender, he was this, that, other. Now, I've seen a friend of mine, I haven't seen him in a long time, and I'd seen him there about 2-3 weeks ago, just before, it was before Christmas. And I said, how are you doing? How's it going? How are you getting on? Yeah, how's blah, blah, blah? Oh, geez, these two kids now. What? And I looked at him. He said, yeah, two kids. I'm away from her now. She was a fucking whackball anyway. I said, what was the story there? Yeah, well, she let him be what she wanted, what she wanted him to be. You see, this is the problem, you see, Adrian and Jeremy, what I want to talk about here today on this show. It's about parents letting them kids what they want to be.
One second, John. Firstly, nobody's identifying as animals and cats and all that.
No. Okay? They're getting away with murder.
That's not what we're talking about here.
And Claire, did your child identify as an animal at any stage?
I'm not saying that in this. They're doing it in America. Now, listen here. This is what I'm getting to, Jeremy. Okay. It needs to be put to an end. See parents letting children what they want to do and what they want to say.
Hang on, Claire.
I'm at this, I'm at that. It's not fair.
Claire, go on, ask away.
John, how do you know you're a man?
Because I was born a man. That's why.
How do you know you're straight?
I don't know, because I have a partner, I have two kids. I'd like to think I am. I've never went with another man. I've never had sex with another man. Do you want me to keep going?
So you just know that you're straight, and you just know that you're
absolutely
a man.
Absolutely, yes, so, yes.
Trans kids just know. They just know who they are, like cis kids do. And to be honest, talk like this,
it's in the home.
Right.
If you want to let kids be what they want to be, they're going to be what they want to be.
Okay, you're arguing then that this father is right to stand his ground here. Is
absolutely. Absolutely. I'd be with him every day in a billion years.
Okay, Claire admitted a while ago. Hang on. Claire admitted a while ago that she threw her partner out because her partner couldn't come to terms with her
child. And if that was the case, If that was the case with me and my partner, I'd be gone too. Because here's the fact of the matter. She obviously, Claire, that's her name, is it, Claire?
Yep.
Obviously, Claire was applauding this and going with this. And obviously the father, because I'm reading between here, as you said, reading between the lines, the father was saying, look, I'm not having a fucking part of this.
No, it was her partner. It wasn't the child's father.
No, it's not that he wasn't having a bear in bed. He was absolutely disgusting about it.
What happened in the end? It came full fucking circle. As one caller said, these are only kids, and kids will identify what the fuck they want if they're allowed. Okay, this is what my point is. This is, of course, I have children, and it doesn't matter, right? The fact of the matter is, you tell kids who they are and what they are.
Let's just deal with that. What would you do if your daughter, you have a teenage daughter,
straight to a psychiatrist, ASAP, fucking ASAP.
Once she knows your absolute disgusting belief, and then she ends up taking her life, how would you feel about
all
that?
Here, come here, I'm not dealing with all this. I hear your ear, they're on, oh, they'd be dead, they'd be taking their lives. Listen, here's the thing. I'll be going getting my child help, right? Because the fact of the matter is, they're born a male, they're born a female. I'll be going getting help.
If your daughter wanted to identify as a man from now on, you would say, I'll get you help. And she says,
Hang on, John.
What are you going to do? Physically drag her down to a psychologist?
What am I going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to say now. There's a reason why my kids didn't ever turn around and say to me that I identify as a woman or a man. Because the simple fact is, there was never an option here in this house. Because they were a man and they were a fucking woman. They were born a man and born a woman. We would never even have this conversation. So you're saying, let me ask the question.
I have a simple question.
If she woke up in the morning, they identify as Shrek, she says. Yeah. She'd let them. Let the kids be what they like.
Do you want your children to be happy in life? Yes or no?
And what? Fuck their lives up for the rest of their lives. Is that what you're saying to me? Get your shit together.
It's a fairly straight question.
It's a straight question. Yes or no? Do you want your children to be happy in life or miserable?
I do, but I will not let them fuck their lives up either. Okay. I will not let them fuck their lives up either. Here we go.
Would you turn around then to your child if they were transitioned and say, I am repulsed by what you were doing? Would you tell your own child?
You keep asking me stupid questions. I'm not telling you already.
You can't even answer a simple question.
Give me a fucking minute. Go and get them help. What's wrong with the world this today, Jeremy and Adrian, is 2025, the likes of Sarah that are there later on, let them do what they like. Oh, Jesus, you'll hurt their feelings. Oh, they'll end up on the rope. Fuck all that.
You would point blank say, I am not accepting this. I'm going to bring you to a psychologist and I'm going to get you help. That's how you would deal with it. Okay, stay there for a moment.
By the way, can I just say to you, John, and bear this in mind there just while you're on hold for a second, yeah? Suicide attempts in the trans community, from what I can see here, is between 10 and 15%.
Look, I'm here to tell you something. Don't talk to me about suicide. I've lost a lot of friends and we're in transgender. Listen, there's suicide everywhere, Jeremy, right? So I'm not even going down this road with you. As I said to you before, and I'll say to you again, you're born a male, you're born a female. You get them help. You go and get them fucking help. That's the first part to call you fucking do. End of.
Because you obviously believe that it's some sort of a sickness, do you?
Because, no, but I believe what's happening, Jeremy and Adrian, is in 2025, is what Sarah said, let them be fucking Shrek. That's what you're dealing with. You have parents in 2025.
In fairness, what Sarah said was, if my child told me they wanted to identify as Shrek, I mightn't like it, but I'd accept it.
Child arriving home from school on a Monday, John, going, take me to the swamp. Where's Princess Fiona?
Here's Darrenosaurus is back.
What the hell has Trump got to do with this? Seriously, he's done more in 24 hours than our government has done in 5 years. He makes decisions. The right decisions. If you don't agree with it, you're a pig-headed bigot. Give a fuck. Call me what you want. I don't give a bollocks.
Thank you, Darrenosaurus. He's angry, isn't he? Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
Hi, I'm good. Sorry, I was laughing at that voice.
I know. Anyway, what did you want to say on this, Emma? You've been listening to the whole conversation. This is about a father who just can't come to terms and has essentially disowned his own child because his own child is transitioning. It was a son and now it's a daughter. Now, you've skin in the game here.
Well, I think I keep hearing people say like, oh, the father has to mourn the child. And I just think that's incredibly disrespectful to parents who have actually had to mourn the actual death of their child.
No, that's like, a fair point.
I think it's incredibly arrogant to compare the two because that is your child. Like, yes, they're definitely changing. And of course, it will take time to adjust and to understand it. That's not even a question. Of course, take time to do it. But you also have to open your mind and actually make efforts to do it rather than just turn your back and walk away from it. Like, nothing's going to get accomplished by doing that except just broken hearts and broken homes. So
we've spoken to you in the past, Emma, and you identify as non-binary, and and that's fine. And we've spoken to you on a number of occasions. When you hear somebody like John there saying, if that was my child who wanted to identify as female or whatever, he would drag the child down to the psychologist's office and get the child help. What do you say to somebody like that?
Well, I couldn't help but notice when he was saying how that wasn't an option in my house and that isn't an option for my kids. They'd never approach me. I was like, well, they probably, even if they were trans or anything, they'd probably be too fucking scared to go near you because you're so angry and you're so horrible.
Okay, John, what do you say to that? You've major anger issues that even if your child was to want to make an announcement like this to you, they'd be afraid of their life too because you're so angry.
I tell you why I'm so angry about this whole conversation. Jeremy in the background there giving us socks and shoes there, you're a dinosaur, you're this, that, you're... No, I'll tell you what we are. We're parents that cared about our fucking kids. That's what we
are. If you cared about your kids, you would support your children.
No, you fucking don't.
You don't. You just blank your kids.
Don't you dare come over me. I am caring about my kids, but the fact of the matter is, what I'm saying to you, Adrian, is I'm stopping them from fucking their lives up.
Okay.
I'm telling them that this is the case, that you are born a male. And hold on, Adrian. A lot of people, it's 2025. You have to move with the times. What fucking times do we have to move with?
Emma.
They were born a male or a fucking female.
Okay, sorry, Emma.
You're just completely denying facts.
Denying what facts?
Emma, like, trans people exist, whether you agree with it or not is irrelevant.
You can do what you like. I think you have a mental illness. I think you're mentally ill.
Right back at you. Like, you're so angry.
No.
Are you saying that you would rather have an unhappy, miserable child than have a happy trans child? Is that what you're saying?
Here's the thing. I don't have transgender kids because my kids weren't confused.
How would you know?
They were never confused. Because I do know, Emma, you shithead.
Emma, they would be... And can I just say a couple of things, John, for a second? Emma, they would be terrified. If either of John's children were trans, they would be absolutely terrified to come
back. Emma, I want to ask you
a question.
Emma sounds very by the way, anytime we talk to Emma, we've spoken to Emma maybe a dozen times over the years. Anytime we talk to Emma, she sounds like out of the two of you, John, Emma sounds a lot happier than you are.
Emma, can I ask you a question? When you started identifying as non-binary, which is what you've told us on many occasions that you are, what was the reaction of family and friends? Genuinely.
Well, most of the time it was just having to explain what it means and just mainly just reassuring them that I don't expect any of them to, you know, get it right all the time when it comes to pronouns. I'm not like entirely pushed when it comes to pronouns. Like, it doesn't really bother me. It's for myself and it's what I choose to identify as. What other people do is up to them. So that's me personally. I don't, it doesn't really affect me.
If I accidentally misgender you, that doesn't bother you at all?
Not at all. I don't really care, to be honest. Like, it's just for myself.
Okay, but did you get any negative reaction, like the sort of reaction we've heard from John and this father involved in this story that we're talking about today? Did you get any negativity from family or friends?
Not from family and friends, thank God, because I surround myself by good people. But from like strangers who you might meet like on a night out, the second you mention the words non-binary, it's like a bomb goes off in their brain and they feel the need to lecture you about how deranged you are.
But can I ask you a question, Emma? By the way, do you only go by Emma or do you have a male name? I know sometimes you said just before that sometimes you wake up and you feel more male than female. Do you have a male name or is it always Emma?
Yeah, I'd actually sometimes like Riley or something, yeah.
Riley?
That's interesting.
That's a dog's name.
Anyway, like if I am, I love that name, but yeah, I always sometimes, if I ever was to, you know, I don't think I'm trans, but let's say if I ever was to discover that about myself, that would probably be the name that I would choose for myself.
Okay, right, well, then let me ask you a question then, though, and I'm going to ask John the same question. Are you happy, Emma?
I am happy, there but what would make me even happier is if people would stop being so angry.
No, okay. So are you happy in yourself is what I mean, not the world. As in, are you happy with where you are in your life, with the decisions you've made, with the fact that you're non-binary? Are you happy in your body at the moment?
I'm happy in the knowledge of knowing that I have the choice to decide who I am, and okay, knowing that, okay, let's say, for example, if I was trans, if I thought I was, and if I decided down the line that's not for me, I'm allowed to do that. Like, people are allowed, like, life is about a journey of self-discovery, and to cut that journey short by just disagreeing with it and denying it is just so stupid, and it's such a waste.
Okay, so the attitude that we've heard from John and from this father who wants to have nothing to do with his child, you believe that is for the dark ages, that sort of attitude, is it?
It is, because the thing is, trans is not new. And like, it's just people, like, it's like they refuse to educate themselves and research anything about the subject. They just want to get angry about it because they don't get it.
And John, I'm going to throw that straight back at you very quickly. You haven't bothered your arse to educate yourself. You just have this anger. You won't.
You see, it's not
there
anger.
You're literally just saying you don't want to learn.
You're not saying there, you might call yourself Riley, you might call yourself. You see, here's the thing. I think you, Emma, should go and see somebody. I really do, Emma. You see, here's the thing. You can call me all the names under the sun, call me a dinosaur, call me this. I'm a very successful businessman, and I have a son and a daughter. My son is very successful in this business. Okay, my family are very successful in businesses. In my whole family, there's a lot of family. There's no any transgenders in my family. There's not any
probably because they're afraid of their lives.
No. Hold on, Adrian. You can say what you want, but the fact of the matter is, Adrian, right? I'm a parent, okay? And what I see goes here, I was brought up the same quality of life as everybody else here that we're on the phone here. And the fact of the matter is, if she wakes up, Emma wants to be Riley or this, that, that's good for her. I think if that was my daughter, she'd need help.
Ask John, would you be friends with a transgender person?
Would that bother you?
Like, if you made friends with someone and let's say you couldn't tell, and then you found out they were trans, would you still be their friend? And would you stand up for them if someone was being mean to them?
But what I think is, Emma, what the problem is here is that, you know, what I was annoyed at earlier on where is that we have to, oh, it's 2025, we have to this, we have to that. We don't have to anything. You know,
I'm not saying that you have to be on board with everything. It's more, don't be so angry about it. And don't insult people by saying that they need mental health.
That's exactly what I was about to say to you, John. Why do you let this eat you up? Why can't you
Because you are winding me up. That's why.
But Emma has
said, telling me that I'm wrong.
John.
How am I wrong?
Emma has said in their own words. Okay, Emma said in their own words that they are happy at the moment. Okay,
I'm delighted for her.
That's him, or whatever it is.
No, they.
That should be enough. I actually believe, John, if you peel back the onion, your onion, I believe deep down, I would be certain that yourself and Emma could sit together in a bar at a table and actually get on. There is only one problem. That you'd miss gender.
I will not call Emma Day. I will call Emma Emma.
Okay, Emma, that's the problem.
Okay, I want to bring this conversation full circle back to the start and the message that we got from the wife whose husband cannot accept his transgender daughter. What do you say to, what message do you have for that woman? Because it was her that contacted us looking for advice. What would you advise her?
I think that she just needs to remember that there is so much support out there, and it is so easy to get afraid and to be scared and to be just to be really overwhelmed by the amount of comments, like people who just flat out deny it and insult it and just say that they're sick in the head and they need to be this, that, or the other. It's just focus on what is important to your child and your family as a whole, and just talk it out and just keep communication open and just listen to your child and listen to what they want. And look, if it is a phase, then the father has nothing to worry about.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So,
that's
true.
All right, you know what I mean?
And I just think it's really important just to love your child unconditionally.
That's all we've been saying. Now, I just have one thing to say before we go, Emma, and just pick a better male name.
Well, what's wrong with Riley?
You're just jealous.
Yeah.
I can't deal with Riley.
It's better than Jeremy.
I will call you by all the pronouns you want to be known as, but I'm not calling you Riley, okay?
Thanks very much, Riley. Great to talk to you as always.
Bye. Riley.
Mark. Oh, hang on. Where are you, Mark? Mark!
I'm actually very upset that I can't be on the show to speak. I'm in work at the moment, so I'll just have to send a voice out. I'm a parent of a transgender child. My son now is 14 years old, and I'm also a long-distance father, which the reason I say this is because my child is in Canada, which is a very liberal country in terms of trans rights and LGBTQ, and they have +2A. They are also LGBTQ +2A. I'm fully informed of the situation. It was a very hard thing to deal with. I had my own crisis with this, and it's still ongoing. It's still difficult for me, but I think, in my opinion, you just have to go with it. It's really tough. Do I hope the pendulum swings back? Yes, maybe I do, in my own really selfish way, because I've mourned my child. But really, realistically, I want what's best for my child. My child is happy and healthy and doesn't want to commit suicide, or doesn't feel rejected by me. Then flipping winning. You know what I mean? Winning. This is that's the main thing for me. It's no different to the levels of shock for somebody wearing blue hair back in flipping the 1960s. This is a life choice. I think we just need to wrap our heads around the fact that times are changing, things are different, people are moving and doing things in a different way. Your idea of a man or your idea of a woman is a certain thing. That's not what's happening. They're not turning into a really masculine male. They're maybe just like to go by this name, or maybe they don't even want to go by that name. Maybe they don't want to change their bits. Maybe they do want to change their bits. Maybe they want to change their hair, just have it short. Maybe they just want to change their name. Maybe they don't want to change their name. But it's nothing to do with that. It's so many different things. They can do what they want. It's just given freedom to be who they are. And my son is on the autistic spectrum, high functioning, low end autistic spectrum, which hand in hand, he's already been masking anyway. So what's the difference in putting on a male mask than another mask? So yeah, that's my voice note. I hope this helps some people, and hopefully I haven't taken too long of your time. Trans rights, and be proud of our children and our peers. God bless.
That's a great message, Mark. Thank you very much indeed. And let me wrap up this conversation with this WhatsApp voice note from Grace.
I don't think this father's feelings should be pushed to the side. As that lady just said, her child experimented and transitioned for a while and then felt that it wasn't for them, which is fair enough. It's not grieving the loss of a child, but essentially it is grieving the loss of a relationship that was once there. I think if it was your husband or wife that decided years down the line that they didn't feel like they were in the right body, you, of course, as their husband or wife, would grieve the loss of that relationship. The person is not dead, but you are grieving the loss of what was once there. And I think his feelings should be taken into consideration. And I agree with what somebody said about going to therapy and sitting down. He clearly, there's a lot of people that don't understand what's going on in a teenager's mind, why they want to transition or why they feel like this. And maybe that just hasn't been explained. I think everybody's very quick to jump and say, you need to support, you need to support. But there also needs to be some understanding here. Why do you feel like this? What does it feel like? How can we help you through it? There needs to be some guidance for people who don't understand it.
All right, Grace, thank you very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for getting in contact with us. That was an extremely busy Opinions Matter podcast
can
today.
Can I give the last word to Emma?
Well, she's gone off the line.
They have gone off the line.
Yeah.
Don't misgender.
No, she said she doesn't mind if she's misgendered. That's what she said.
Okay, well, they, I'll not say they. Yeah. They, we give the last word to Emma, because they just texted. I can't do the they thing either.
Just go on.
And Emma says, "Oh, thanks for having me on today. I hope everyone walks away from this topic feeling more optimistic and open-minded." You see, the thing is, Emma, some people never will, because, and I'm not calling you a dinosaur, Darren, or anything like that, but some people just aren't open to change. That's what it is.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification the next time we upload an episode. Thanks for listening.